Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Prompted hasty evacuations near Denver, Colorado, including the entire town of Superior and the city of Louisville overnight. Colorado Governor Jared Polis declared a state of emergency Thursday afternoon. Clint Folsom, mayor of Superior, Colorado, on CNBC last night.
It's a dire situation here. We've still got a mandatory evacuation order in effect. I'm doing a tour of the town with law enforcement right now, and we've lost a couple hundred houses, and they're still actively burning.
About 580 homes were lost in Superior. The National Weather Service is reporting a gust in the area reached 115 miles an hour. Airline cancellations are piling up in the United States with thousands of flights scrubbed. Check with your carrier before heading to the airport. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis reduced the sentence of truck driver Rogel Aguilera Medeiros from 110 years to 10. Rogel testified he was hauling lumber when the brakes on his big rig failed as he was driving down a steep grade on Interstate 70 into Denver, Colorado, April of 2019. In his commutation letter signed Thursday, Polis said the 26-year-old driver would be eligible for parole in 5 years. Homeowners rejoice.
A new report says the median home price sales rose over the last year to a new all-time high. Redfin reporting the price jumped by 14.6% to a record high of just over $360,000 during the four-week period ending December 26th. The study comes as a number of homes for sale fell to a record low. New listings and pending sales also dropped to their lowest level since January. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Burr.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Given President Biden's track record on the international stage, one lawmaker worries Biden doesn't have what it takes when it comes to dealing with foreign adversaries. New York Representative Republican Claudia Tenney on Newsmax Thursday.
I think, Joe Biden is a career politician, a guy who's worried about currying favor and making friends, not about caring for the priority of the American citizens in our country. And it's just clear after what happened in Afghanistan that he really doesn't have a forceful approach. The Secretary of Defense is out there making sure that we keep some forces and some sea ships in the sea out there. We also did give $60 million in lethal aid, and also we need to continue to bolster the intelligence that we have on the ground to be sure that this isn't going to happen and that a country with an authoritarian like Putin isn't going to go in and try to seize Ukraine, which is, has its own right to its own sovereignty and its own sovereign borders. So I'm hopeful that, that the Secretary of Defense and other diplomats, including Secretary Blinken, will back up a strong, forceful presence against Putin's intent to invade.
China is calling on the United States to protect the Chinese space station and its three-member crew after Beijing complained that satellites launched by Elon Musk's SpaceX nearly struck the station. The incidents took place July 1st and October 21st when the Chinese space station had to divert from its orbit to avoid hitting some of the hundreds of SpaceLink satellites designed to blanket Earth with internet communications. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, gotta stop.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. You know, it's interesting when you think about this. The president and his acolytes, Jen Psaki et al., Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, what they want us to believe about the economy. I mean, forget about what your wallet is saying. Forget about what you're seeing with your eyes. There's nothing here. We've got this. You know, for almost a year now, we've got this all handled. I mean, trust us, right? And, I mean, you know, to hear him, you think, wow, could you imagine a coach of a football team that's having an 0-12 season telling his fans and the owners that all is well, hey, we're right there, we've got this all under control, and a Super Bowl is right around the corner. This seems to be what Joe Biden, as delusional as it seems to be, because, you see, common sense and reason tells us that if that was to be the case, we would be closer to a Super Bowl. There would be more wins than losses. And at every turn, what we've been getting with this administration is we're losing, whether it's Afghanistan, whether, you know, it's energy independence, our border. I mean, just go right on down the line. Dealing with COVID, we just continue to lose because everything is, this is like politics on steroids. And people are beginning to become rather disgusting, and I don't blame them when it comes to politics. But we need to understand, people, that politics is downstream of the culture. So the culture has to get its act together before politics can get its act together. And slowly but surely, I believe we're starting to make that turn. And it's an organic process, but I can see this starting to happen. I want to bring Dr. Michael Busler on. He's the public policy analyst and economics professor here to get his read on, you know, on what's happening with our economy. Dr. Busler, it's always an honor to have you on the show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here.
Well, Michael, what do you see? I mean, as I laid this out, this is an absolute mess. I mean, and unfortunately, we're stuck with this management team, you know, for 4 years. And that's what it is, whether it's Kamala Harris, you know, the Democrats. I mean, everything that they've wanted to do and dreamed about doing, this has been their golden opportunity. And their policies, as if we didn't experience enough under Barack Obama to realize that, you know, living the economy and running a country based on theory doesn't work. But I guess the American people just have not been able to, you know, make that differentiation and understand that the Democrats are theoretical people. They live in the realm of theory. Forget about empirical evidence. Forget about, past experience. We're going to throw that out the door. And we're going to, you know, try and pursue this utopia that could be if only we had enough time and enough money, right?
Yeah, you know, Bill, I wish I could find fault with anything you just said in the last couple of minutes, but unfortunately, I think everything is right on point. And I've talked on your show probably since March that this inflation problem is not transitory, it's not temporary, and it's not going to go away unless some actions are taken by the government. The problem is with the Biden administration, normally when you're setting fiscal policy and monetary policy, normally your goals are supposed to be to provide price stability in the economy, full employment, and economic growth. And the fiscal policy and monetary policy should be geared to those four three things. Price stability, I think, should be the number one priority. All of those goals are important, but I think price stability should be the number one goal. And why is that? Because if we have inflation, that's going to affect 100% of the people. Everybody who goes out and buys something will feel inflation. While we'd like to have full employment, full employment, if we have less than full employment, it affects only a small percentage of the population. We certainly don't want any harm to go to them. We'd like to help them as much as possible. But in terms of priority, price stability should be the number one economic priority goal. The Biden administration has thrown all that out. Their goals are not economic. The goals with the economic policy, the goals are to cure real or perceived social injustices. It's injustice everybody doesn't have health care. It's injustice CEOs make so much more than everybody else. It's an injustice that people go to college and graduate with debt. It's an injustice that people can't afford daycare. So all of their policies are geared toward curing those social injustices. And the problem is, since they're not worried about the economic issues, the economic issues keep getting worse. And how bad is it? The inflation rate, which since 1980, by controlling the rate of growth in the money supply and keeping interest rates at the proper level, the Federal Reserve has been able to keep inflation pretty much under 3% for the last 40 years. That was a year or two it went over, and it was a bunch of years that it was under. But nonetheless, they did that. Now they've thrown all that out, and now they're just concentrating. It looks like to me that the Federal Reserve was just accommodating what President Biden wanted to do with this fiscal policy. In other words, Biden wanted to grow the economy and get unemployment down, and certainly that's a good goal. But he wanted to spend money on all of these social programs, which is why he's passed the stimulus package he passed in the beginning of the year, which was not needed. The infrastructure bill that was recently passed, which was probably twice what we actually needed for infrastructure. And now he's pushing this Build Back Better plan, which he says will only cost a little under $2 trillion over 10 years. The CBO says it's closer to $4 trillion over the 10 years. And it's going to add significantly to the deficit and eventually the public debt, which Congress is just about to raise the $31.5 trillion the country's in debt. We have to start focusing on the economic issues. And once the economy is strong again and inflation is under control and everybody's working, you're in a much better position to solve some of these social issues.
Exactly. So what happened with, this mantra that, this proposal, this Build Better program wasn't going to cost the people any money at all. It wasn't going to cost one dime.
Yeah. So here's how they justify that. They say, look, some of the programs we're putting in will only last a couple of years. And then that's all we're going to approve them for. So we're only going to count the cost for a couple of years. The problem is, and what the CBO just analyzed, they said, look, once you put these programs in, it's nearly impossible to get them back out. So you say a program will only be for 2 or 3 years. It's going to run the whole 10 years. Look at the example. This year, they decided to give a child tax credit to all households that have children under a certain age. It was only a one-year deal just to get the economy again stimulated and help people. Well, it expires this month, and now they're fighting in Congress. We can't let this expire. We have to extend it.
Exactly.
So what will happen is they will extend it, and what will happen is all of these programs, only supposed to last a couple of years, will be extended. If you count the true cost of that, it's over $4 trillion, not $2 trillion. So that's one thing. The costs are way off. Secondly, They say they're going to offset.
We got to go to break. We'll pick up number two when we come back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Santa Claus may be the most famous bearded man during the holiday season, but we are taking the time to acknowledge some men who are using their beards to make an eternal difference. Our 2021 Year Beard Challenge is coming to a close, and with over $25,000 raised to help buy more airtime for the Tide Ministry's gospel radio broadcast in Asia, Africa, and Europe. Men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start conversations and to have a chance to share both the good news of Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. We're grateful for the men who've used their beards to advance the gospel this year, and we're hoping for a new crop of whiskered disciples to carry on the tradition next year. To learn more about the Tide Year Beard Challenge and how you can grow your beard to help others hear about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
You know, as we're in the third week of Advent, a time to rejoice. This song just touches me. The lyric, it reminds us that in a world where there is such inconsistency, like what we're dealing with our government right now, you know, we know that we can always count on God. He's still the same. The one who created the heavens and the earth, the one who sent his only son down from heaven to earth to bring us back home. the greatest Christmas gift that anyone could ever have. And my prayer is that that gift would be a reality to you this season, and that you would know for sure, once and for all, that eternity is sealed. And the fears that you're dealing with, whether it's COVID, whether it's your mortality, would vapor in the reality of this great gift that God has for us. Michael Busler continues with us. He's a public policy analyst, economics expert, and professor of finance at Stockton University, New Jersey. A featured columnist at Newsmax, The Hill, Western Journal, Townhill.com, just to name a few. And we always appreciate Michael coming on the show because he's consistently been, for this show, the go-to person when it comes to economics and what's going on. I mean, because, you know, you see these talking heads and, you know, whether it's the president or even those acolytes, these so-called economists, it's kind of laughable when you think about AOC, who has a degree in economics, which makes you wonder, you know, what kind of degree and what value is, because, you know, with some of the things that she proposes and talks about, it's like, wow, you know, did you even take, you know, math in school to understand that, you know, math is still valid. You still have addition and you have takeaway. And at the end, you know, you've got an answer. But that doesn't seem to be, you know, what it's all about. As Michael was saying, it's social injustices. That trumps everything. It trumps reason. It trumps dollars. You know, this is what the Democratic Party has long stood for. And as I was sharing with Mike, you know, off air, is that give me one example on these social, and because this has been something, it's been traditional with the Democratic Party. You know, what can they hang their hat on and say, hey, we got a great victory here? I mean, give me one, give me two. You know, I'll even take one. Give me one where you can say, wow, this is a big win. But everything that they've brought in to answer these social injustices has been a problem. It's been a boondoggle. We put a lot of money, like the war on poverty, Michael. I think we're up to about $30 trillion. And, you know, I was talking with Bob Whitson about it. I said, Bob, $30 trillion, where did all this money go? Because when you look at, you know, the net effect of $30 trillion on the war on poverty, I mean, we barely moved the needle. He says, oh, Bill, you got to understand, 70% of that investment has gone to bureaucrats. You know, think about that.
Yeah. You know, war on poverty, Bill, is a good thing to bring up. So during back in the 1960s, when Lyndon Johnson was president, he put through this Great Society. And the idea was to spend all this money to reduce the poverty rate. And over the next 50 years, the poverty rate didn't go down much. It fluctuated between 12 and 14% of the population. And they just kept spending money and throwing more money at it. And most of it didn't end up really doing much good. Most of it ended up in the bureaucrats. So when did we bring the poverty rate down? In 2019, the poverty rate had dropped down to 10%, more than a 50-year low. The reason was the prior administration says, we're not going to give people free stuff. We're not going to give them money and so they can buy stuff. What we're going to do is give them the opportunity to earn their own money so they can buy their own stuff. And by doing that, he got the unemployment rate down to 3.5%. It hasn't been that low since World War II. 3.5% real wages, that is wage increases adjusted for inflation, real wages were increasing. The poverty level got down to 10%, and it historic low. So instead of just throwing money at people, giving them free stuff, we're going to pay for this for you, we're going to pay for that for you, we're going to pay for your daycare, we're going to pay off your student loan. Instead of doing all that, give people opportunity to earn their own money so they can pay for their own stuff. The people that take the free money, my experience has been, I don't have hard data, but who I talked with, my experience has been these people really don't want the money. They take it because that's their only alternative. What they really want is what the last administration gave to them, the opportunity to earn their own money so they can pay for their own stuff. And that's really how you help people, not by just throwing more money at things. If I could just add one more thing, Bill, right at the end of the before the break, we're talking about how the Democrats said we can have all this spending. It won't add to the deficit and it won't create inflation. Both of those things are wrong. First of all, the spending, as we said, won't be $2 trillion. Excuse me, it'll be $4 And even if it was $2, they said, well, we'll raise taxes by $2 trillion. how the heck are you going to raise taxes by $2 trillion without taxing everybody? Say, well, we're only going to tax people make over $400,000 a year. The problem is that's only 1.5% of the population. So you're going to end up having to tax everybody, and you're not going to be able to do that, and this will create deficits. Second thing they say is this won't add to inflation. The government spends X number of dollars. If we tax the same amount, inflation won't go up. That's wrong, too. And why is that? If the government spends money, say they spend $1,000, they raise taxes by $1,000, they're going to raise taxes on the wealthy. If you raise taxes on the wealthy, it won't reduce consumption. It'll reduce savings. In other words, you take somebody who makes $1 million a year. He pays, let's say, $300,000 in taxes, left over with $700,000. He consumes $400,000 and saves the other three. If you raise his taxes, he's still going to spend the $400,000 maintaining his lavish lifestyle. He's just going to have less money to save and invest. Well, if there's no effect on consumption, they're spending as much as they did before, right. The government spending increases, nothing else goes down, that will increase demand, and that will lead to inflation. So when they tell you that this Build Back Better won't add to the deficit, won't add to inflation, it is just flat out wrong. And even the economists who support it, which shocked me when I listened to them, Biden says 17 Nobel Prize winners
exactly
agree with that. I can't believe one of them would agree with that. They're not being forthright with you. And this program, which I hope doesn't get passed, will be a disaster if it does get passed.
Well, it's like the same thing when they said about climate change. All these scientists, you know, what was it, 87% of the scientists agreed in climate change. And then you talk to these scientists that were supposedly, studied on this, and they said, well, I didn't say that. I mean, you know, so it's like, wait a minute, you know. So it does. It makes you wonder about these Nobel laureates. And as one commentator said, maybe they ought to return their prize because there's, you know, it just doesn't carry water. And you say, yeah, I mean, you're very nice to say they're just wrong. There isn't anything, any precedent, any empirical evidence that would tell you that the trajectory or the plan that they have would be the right solution. If anything, it's just the opposite, because experience has shown us time and again that doesn't work, right?
It's exactly right, and they know that. The problem is they're not being objective. Those economists believe it's more important to get the social change through, even if they have to not be completely forthright in what they're saying. They believe it's more important to get all of these social programs true, and if it causes some economic problems, we'll just have to deal with it in the future. Every one of those Nobel laureates, when they're teaching economics, I guarantee you, they don't tell their students if the government spends 100 and they tax 100, there'll be no impact on aggregate demand or inflation. They never teach that to their students. I know they don't, or they wouldn't be teaching. So they're looking at this very objectively.
Exactly. Yeah, it's amazing, this era of omission, you know, convenient omission in order to, support the ideology and the agenda you're on. I mean, and what this government is doing is they are growing a dependent class. And look what happened, as you said, case in point. The government said, hey, look, we're going to get out of the way. We're going to support job creation and employees. And look at people were happier than they've been in a long time. But I guess they got tired of being happy.
I certainly hope that wasn't the case.
Well,
it may be a while until we're really happy again.
Exactly. Dr. Michael Bussler has been with us. Michael, have a great holiday, my friend. You take care.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 1712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-87. Equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Thousands of residents in two suburban Denver communities have been told to leave due to wind-driven wildfires. Buildings and vehicles were torched in Superior, which has been evacuated, as well as another nearby town. KCNC-TV's Jim Betterman.
The city of Louisville, the entire city of Louisville, has been evacuated under an evacuation order. The people in that city, emergency officials saying, leave now. This is a life-threatening situation.
At least six injuries have been reported due to the wildfires. President Biden spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin during a phone call. The White House says tensions at the Ukrainian border and Ukraine's potential admission to NATO were some of the primary talking points. Biden warned of possible sanctions if Russia moved against Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Martinez here, and we've got John Whitehead, yes, the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. Hey, John, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Merry Christmas. People are not as excited as they were the last couple of years, but I just hope to come back because Christmas is a great time of the year, and we should be thinking of one another, helping one another, and
exactly
turning this world around to a better place.
Well, you're exactly right. I think the contrast of previous years with where we are now is, I think it's quite interesting, and it's something for America to ponder. It's like, really, I mean, going forward, this is the kind of Christmas, a hopeless season. Is that what you want to live, or do you want to live in a society of hope and faith and really appreciating the true relevance of what the Christmas season is all about? And I'm seeing that more and more, I mean, there are, these areas of reserve that are not complying with the cancel culture and the woke society, and they're still celebrating the Christmas season the way it was meant to be.
Oh, yes, and let's not keep Jesus out. Right. More and more people not doing that. There's a reason for this season, folks. It's someone came to help us get our act together, and we haven't done it, and now we're suffering from it. And, I'm on the ledge screaming to people, get your act together, and let's start. Mm-hmm. Because as the way I'm looking at things, after 40 years of research on this, cases I've held in the Supreme Court, over 30 books, I'm seeing... I'm very nervous about where we're headed in this society, especially with young people today who are basically just staring at their screen devices and saying, yes, let's go on. Artificial intelligence, by the way, is taking over.
Yes.
One thing that's really freaky right now, it's taken over the internet, and it's basically part of the cancel culture. That's why certain words, certain people that we're helping, by the way, mm-hmm. get canceled for just opposing a government policy. And mm-hmm. well, that's not what America's all about, folks.
Yeah. Well, they want you to check in your minds and rely on algorithms that are, controlled by the technology oligarchs and are going to dictate how and why you should live. Really, this is not what it's all about. And they are threatened by freedom-loving people of faith, especially because we know who we have faith in. It's God Almighty who sent his son from heaven to earth, you know, for the reason that you just talked about. And that is that we would have a future, a hope, that our salvation would be secure. And that is something that's outside of the purview and understanding of faithless people.
Government. I mean,
yes, especially part of it. Yes, go ahead.
Government that's there, especially in Washington, D.C., and, you know, again, it was that really good study by Northwestern University and Princeton, a number of institutions, professors that studied 20 years of policies passed by Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. came to the conclusion we're ruled by an oligarchic elite of 585 billionaires.
Yes, right.
Who want money. They want our money. They want, you know, to control us. And we're moving. They view us now basically as digital beings.
Mm-hmm.
And this great inner space that we have, our conscience, our thoughts, our faith, they want to invade that with their so-called computers. This idea of singularity that's coming, and they're pushing it heavily. And the mm-hmm. metaverse, I don't know if you've been following the metaverse.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
This metaverse thing is going to be a simulated universe.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are not going to know. I would say 20 years a day, it's going to be tough talking to some young people. They're not going to know the difference between what is there and what is not there, because with this simulated virtuality universe they're trying to produce,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to be having apps to teach you how to eat, what to eat, whether a certain food tastes a certain way. You're not going to be tasting real food. Study this stuff. I've been writing about it on our website, Rutherford.org. I mean, these people who are running the show, I'm not sure who they have faith in, but it's not the God that I worship.
Well, without a doubt, no, they are God themselves. I mean, this is really what they're doing. And the thing is, you think, you know, play this out, John. I mean, what are these young people going to do when they have a thought? When they just have a thought that there would be such a disturbance in the force designed by these oligarchs and a violation, I mean, it would be the worst sin that you could commit. And they're in a position to render immediate justice because you had a thought.
Yep, and they're being programmed. I mean, believe it or not, some young person actually saw that I had a Bible. And the first thing that rolled out of the mind of this young person was, oh, you're a right winger, are you? And I'm going, not really. I'm a constitutionalist. I mean, if you believe in the Bible, you're automatically someone they don't like.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they were saying.
Yeah.
And I was saying, no.
Well, we're kind of used to that anyway, because
I know.
Look, all you got to do, you clear a room, just say Jesus and watch him freak out. It's so much fun.
Exactly. But they're into the wrong deity. Let me tell you something. Remember, Satan took Jesus to the top of the mountain and said, here, you can have all this if you'll bow down and worship me.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, man, I ain't doing that. Walked away. That's the type of faith that I like. That's the type of faith I practice. And
yes.
But again, is always some sort of religious or spiritual thing going on. We live in a spiritual universe.
Yes.
And the spiritual being behind a lot of this is, in my opinion, I just say it's the devil. I mean,
without a doubt, clearly. That's what it is.
We're up against the being that wants everybody into materialism. They want them into hate. They want them into division. They want to control what they think. And the Jesus of the Bible was totally different. You know, he helped people. He said, listen, if someone doesn't like you, treat them nice. Don't be mm-hmm. mean,
right.
You know. And that changed the whole routine mm-hmm. of Roman Empire, basically.
Well, so, here's the king coming down from heaven to serve and not to be served. That in itself is such a contrast
exactly.
of Satan. I mean, he's here to bless. Satan is to steal, kill, and destroy, and he wants us to live an abundant life. And what he does, what he did was sacrifice himself, going to the cross and rising the third day to keep us free from sin and death. I mean, who else does this, John?
The other day that they didn't do it.
No.
What I'm saying is, and there's, again, it changed the world. And if we could only practice it in our daily lives and get back to a time where we're helping one another. I mean, there's homeless people all over the country. There's all kinds of weird problems going on. The government's overreaching in every. They're creating a life of segregation now, basically. If you don't have this COVID thing or that COVID thing, you can be totally segregated. They're talking about detention camps and
Well, now we're back to wearing masks and no mask again. You got five states now that are imposing mask mandates. I mean, after all that we've gone through, I mean, again, this is all a manifestation of that which is not holy and righteous and good. And this is why, you know, the Bible's real clear. It says that when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. Well, just the opposite is true. When evil reigns, the people aren't very happy. And this is what's going on right now. And look at the manifestation of it all. You've got an increase in suicides right now, domestic violence that is going up. It's interesting. I just read a survey here, John, and most people think domestic violence, that it's men against women. It's actually, there's more instances of women, domestically abusing the males than it is the other way around. But the mainstream media would want us to believe that it's male against female because, that serves a certain agenda for them. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from John Whitehead after this. Stay with us.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
That holy night in Bethlehem, all the angels sang. Mary had a little lamb, and Jesus was his name.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Merry Christmas to you. We've got John Whitehead with us. John is a constitutional attorney, author and founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, written, what are we, over 30 books now?
30 books, yeah.
30 books, wow, congratulations, awesome. Hey, this article that you and Nisha had written together, The Christmas Baby Born in a Police State, Then and Now, this is an interesting contrast that you pose.
Oh, yes. Listen, the Roman Empire were, listen, I will say this, and there were some great writers of the past, such as Philip K. Dick, a science fiction writer, but he says the past comes forward. What I'm seeing right now is the past is coming forward. We're reinstituting the Roman Empire, but we got to really be careful because we got large, monstrous organizations like Google saying they work closely with the Chinese government in imposing their social credit stuff and all that. I got a number of philosophers and some people who used to work with the NSA saying China is coming, John. It's coming to America. And when you have our Department of Homeland Security basically becoming a snitch thing, where they're watching everything we're doing from our health status to the Department of Homeland Security doing threat assessments on all homes in America, talking about these detention camps, which have been built, by the way, they're all over the country. When they get ready, they can round us up and take us away. They have the National Defense Authorization Act, which every president's re-up, which allows the president, if he thinks you're an extremist, he can have the military come to your door, arrest you, and take you away. And that's actually happened to some people we've helped defend.
Right.
So we're in a country that basically says, we want you to step in line. We want you to move like we want you to. We know everything about you, and they do, by the way. They can turn on your cell phone from a distance and download everything in it. The police have stingray devices. They drive up in front of your house and download everything you have. They're watching social media all over the country now. They have an app called Shadow Dragon right now, which it used to take 120 days to get a survey on somebody and what they were like. It takes 2 hours now. So they're going on all your social media. The police now have billions and billions, and they share it with the federal government, of license plate numbers and where they've been, where you've parked, where you've gone.
Exactly.
And now we're moving into the Smart Cities program, which Joe Biden's been pushing, his administration, where when you're walking down the street, are going to be watching you. They're going to, they can read your emotion, by the way. Mm-hmm. If they think you're angry, I mean, you might have a policeman call up and grab you and pull you away. That's what's being predicted, because I had some friends that were in China. They said they were eating. They were meeting with somebody over there, and they said a guy was just walking down the street, no arms or anything. He said the police drove real quick, grabbed him, shoved him in the car, and just drove off with him. And nobody looked up. They turned their heads like it wasn't there.
Oh, my gosh.
You know something? Oh. That may be coming to America, folks, but you know something? You can change it. You can push it back.
Exactly. Well, and it requires us to be united. First of all, you know, as you're often fond of saying, John, and I quote you on this, is that it's knowledge that precedes action. We need to understand and know what's going on, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I know that at this time of year, you consider end of year donations, and I want to recommend, you know, we and the show support the Rutherford Institute. It is good ground to plant seed in, and I endorse your investment in the Rutherford Institute for all the great work that John, Nisha, and the team have been doing on behalf of freedom for America. I mean, you got to know where to invest in. Right now, we're forced to invest in some dubious ideas brought to you by Joe Biden and this administration to the tune of trillions of incredible amounts of money, of our hard-earned money. And this is an option for you to do something that is consistent with our constitutional beliefs and the belief of a free America, and that is to donate to the Rutherford Institute. John, if people are so inclined, give them the website that they should go to participate.
Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org. Sign up to get our weekly newsletters, our commentaries, and we do a lot of legal cases too, dealing with these important issues. And I'll be honest with you, it's tough dealing with the courts today. A lot of those people in the courts today are not listening to what we're saying, and they're not a civil liberties court. But we can change it, like I say. Teach your kids the Bill of Rights in their home. They're not learning it in the schools. We have a Bill of Rights pamphlet you can grab and use and teach your kids, and let's start getting educated. I mean, Bill's right. Education precedes action, and I'm telling local communities to exercise the 10th Amendment and start nullifying some of these crazy things we're seeing, these red flag gun laws and stuff, and they're going to come after people's guns. I mean, that's a new trend that's been happening over the last couple of years, but it's going to pick up.
Exactly.
And you
heard, speaking of... Yeah, and speaking of guns, you heard what Governor Newsom in California was trying to do, was to twist the logic and argument of the abortion laws and apply it to gun control in a state that is so controlled anyway. I mean, it's incredible. It's never enough for these progressives.
And you're using the right word, control.
Yes.
They want to control us. They see us like, you know, again, like digital entities. And let's see, what do you do to digital entities? If you want to correct them, if they don't get corrected, you delete them.
That's right.
And like I say, we're helping people who are getting deleted from the internet just because they disagree. But hey, we have a First Amendment that says you have a right to free speech.
Yes.
Let's start fighting for that in our local community. Set up civil liberties oversight committees. Take over your local city councils and just let's start fighting back, folks, because we only have, I'd say, listen, we have a decade.
I mean,
Elon Musk has now announced he's moving forward with his Neuralink. That's a chip that we implanted in your brain, and our brains, people who will do that will be fusing with the internet. They'll become robots.
Yeah.
And that's the future, folks.
Yeah, exactly. And all this conditioning that we've gone through for COVID, it's preconditioning to that end. Right now, it may sound outlandish. I mean, hey, we've read about it in the Bible, the mark of the beast and all this.
Yeah.
And here you start to see, okay, I can understand. I mean, before I didn't think, how do you get everybody to comply with this? Well, we're seeing it now. I mean, in states, yeah, you just scare them. You if you don't come in with a vaccination card, proof of vaccination, now it's not just the one, but you got to have, at least two jabs and a boost and before you can have dinner in a restaurant, in a public restaurant. I mean, this is absurd what's going on.
And the courts are backing it. That's the other thing. But that doesn't mean we should stop fighting, and that's the end. I mean, look at Jesus Christ. Did he just cower away and go, I'm so afraid, I will do anything you say? No.
Mm.
He stood in the very end. He told Pontius Pilate to beat it.
Yep.
I mean, in that meeting he had with Pontius Pilate, I always love that scene where he basically says, "I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do." You
yeah.
Yeah. But that's just a long
car. You do you, boo. I'm gonna do me. That's what
exactly. He said. Defeat it. Yeah. I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do. You know,
yes.
Because I'm here to do it.
Right.
And we all have a job in this world, and that again is to fight for freedom, fight for our neighbors, and move these governments back. As James Madison, who wrote the Constitution, said, basically, the Bill of Rights is there to protect the minority against the majority. If the majority of people running the government are billionaires and all they want is your money, we're going to start pushing back, folks. There's not going to be any freedom pretty
yeah.
soon.
Without a doubt. John, in this article that you and Isha wrote, I mean, you talked about Jesus. You gave other practical examples. We got about a minute and a half, like Dietrich Bonhoeffer and Alexander Solzhenitsyn. There's other heroes along the way who did exactly what you're talking about. And these are great examples for us.
Yes, read Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He said, the way of Jesus is the way of the cross. Mm-hmm. And he saw it. Hitler had him executed a day before Germany was freed, by the way, by the Allied troops. There have been a lot of great people that have taken stands, and we must remember them. We ought to be teaching our kids. Listen, if you have children and they don't know who Dietrich Bonhoeffer are, if they're teenagers, start reading some of his great books and
yes.
his poems from prison, stuff mm-hmm. like that. He was a great man. Alexander Solzhenitsyn was another guy who fought for Christ in Soviet Russia. And you go down the line, there are a lot of good people out there that stood for freedom, and people in this country have done the same thing. You're doing it, you know, Bill, and we just need to keep doing it, and there's only one hope, folks, and it's you.
Exactly. Well, John Whitehead, Merry Christmas to you and Nisha. Thank you as always. Appreciate it. Look forward to continuing the conversation next year. He's a constitutional attorney, author, founder, and president of the Rutherford Institute. Again, go to the website and participate with the rest of us who are joining in and teaming up with the Rutherford Institute for the sake of our constitutional liberties. John, remind them of the website to go to one more time as we
close.
Yeah,
go to Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org.
Tim, I'm so grateful for John Whitehead. I mean, he's become such a dear friend, and we just so believe in what the Rutherford Institute is doing on behalf of freedom. And freedom is for all. It's for all Americans. I mean, this is what we're realizing, you know, and hopefully you caught that interview and that discussion at length with Horace Cooper. We were talking more, I guess, in some sense, philosophical, theological. But, you know, when you get down to the underpinnings and the infrastructure, you know, infrastructure seems to be something that people talk about. But you have to even consider the infrastructure of our morality and our government and how that's been compromised. And what makes up that solid infrastructure? And, you know, the thing that's amazing is that all this damage has been self-induced. This has all been done by, you know, our supposed thought leaders of our country who think they know better and that they can handle all this without God. I mean, in the history of man, that has ended up into one incredible joke and a farce, not to mention devastating to the people that come under that rule. We've got more coming up. Thanks for sharing a part of your day with us.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is,